Okay, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, so we've got, right now we're doing, we have ads in the Sun City papers for Sun City, Sun City West, Peoria, Glendale. There was one more. Peoria, Glendale. I feel like I'm missing
Scottsdale?
One. I don't think, no, not for the Sun City papers. But there was five total areas, and we're in the paper, and we're getting a lot of calls for that, and then we did the Angie's List, but
okay.
The website has been absolutely useless.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to make extra note for our team to make sure that we're generating that traffic for the website. It's all linked together if you really think about it, right? Because they're not looking through Google, or if they're looking through Google and they find your company, but they don't click on the website or anything, and they go on social media. Then from there, you have your link to your website still anyway. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just like a tag team type of deal. So, yeah, we'll make sure of that. And then this next part, though, is I have to make sure it's on point, okay? So the business name, I have Phoenix Pro Handyman and Welding. Is that
LLC?
There's no LLC.
Yep.
Oh, okay, yep. I'm glad I put past that. Okay, LLC. And then so this next part, Google's going to send a postcard in the mail to you. It takes about 5 to 7 business days. That's with a little PIN number. It's to verify that you're a real person, have a real business, okay? Please look out for this letter in the mail. I'm going to give you other directions later, but what is the business address that they can send that to?
So we don't have like a business office or PO box. We're just doing this from home as my office.
Okay.
I'm going to my home address.
I'm going to suggest this, if you don't mind here, Ashley, is just for the PIN verification, we'll send it to that address. But if you would like, we don't have to put that address online for other people to see.
Yes, I do not want it listed online.
Okay. Just making sure. Some people, you'd be surprised. They're like, no, I'm like, I don't think I want customers to know where I live. But anywho, okay.
Just in case, because there are insane people in the world, I really don't want them to know where my kids are.
Say less. I understand. Yep.
No.
All right.
But
what would
the address is 3645 West Grandview Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85053. And I'm sorry, did you say you were Jason or Josh?
Oh, John, J-O-N.
Dang it. Okay.
That's okay. You're fine.
John.
And then I want to make sure I have it. So the very first thing is, remember, they're going to send that postcard in the mail to you. I'm going to send you an email to help expedite that process because Google has been very, like, how do you say it? Like, they've been really strict on their policies of getting people and businesses on the first page, or just in general, getting a Google business profile. So we have ways to go ahead and go about that to make it a little bit easier and smoother for you guys' process on that. I will send you an email and go over that. Before I do that, I want to make sure, far as your availability, for going over in more depth, like far as your keywords, your areas, everything like that, do you have like an hour window to speak with our team tomorrow? I want to make sure they introduce themselves to you, make sure you guys feel very comfortable, how we want to do these promotions for Facebook and all of that.
Yeah, can I do like 10:30 to 11:30 tomorrow morning?
10:30 to 11, I believe. Let me see here. I think we have something available right in between there. So they're going to call from California time zone. So they're 2 hours before you. So make sure to tell them how the weather is going to be in the future, okay? I'm just really kidding. But so if it's – I have an opening like 10 to 11. Is that okay?
Is that my time, 10 to 11?
You got it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, okay. If for any reason, like you get caught up with something or it's taking too long, anything of that nature, just let them know. Communication is the best thing with this whole process to make it happen, okay? So if you get too busy, anything like that, just let them know.
How fast can we get this up and running where our name appears?
What do you mean by that? With our team?
How fast does this process take for us to be able to pop up on the search engine?
Perfect. All right. So I want to make sure I go over that timeline breakdown with you. So very first thing is that tracking system we were talking about in all of your directories as well, that gets submitted and completed within the first 5 to 7 days. That's how fast we move with this. For your actual Facebook ads, and if you don't have it, well, you already have a Facebook business page, but so it'll be a lot quicker for you guys on this one. But we get that done within the first 7 to 14 days. For you guys, I think it's going to be a lot easier and smoother and quicker just because you already have a lot of this web presence going on. It's just a matter of us getting manager access to go ahead and put those ads out, use the keywords for in areas. Our average for customers that don't have any web presence, which is not your case, we get them up there in the first 30 to 45 days. So that's how fast we move to this stuff. Yeah.
So you're thinking about 2 weeks for us with everything already kind of established?
I mean, I've seen it happen. I just don't want to say that just because you may say, you know what, I want to change the area or I want to change this keyword. Like, you know what I mean? So it just all depends on the communication with you and our team. That's why I want to make sure tomorrow I set it, or as soon as possible, we set that appointment up for them to go over those finer details with you, and they'll have a better scope of that as well too. But I know for a fact that it will be a lot smoother and quicker for you guys just because you already have a Google Business Profile. You guys already have all these different things. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm not too worried about that at all, really. So just got to make sure to respond to that PIN verification part, and you'll be all set, okay? So
okay.
Now the next part. So the email. I'm going to send this email to you, and I'm going to send the same email to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they'll hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? And I just sent it to you. That way you can also have my email as well. It's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com.
Okay.
I'm going to put a reminder for them, too, while we're waiting for that. I can't believe where this year is going. It's already August. Oh, my gosh. All right, sorry.
All right. Let's see. Oh, there it is. Okay. Invitation, Local Splash. Okay. And it just says that I have an appointment between 8 and 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes, that's their time.
But my time, that's 10 to 11.
You got it. Yes, ma'am. And
okay, so I got that one.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Just got it. Don't do anything further than just hitting yes on there. And
okay.
It should come through to them. And then also, I'm still putting the reminder for them. Sorry. How? The next email that I'm going to send to you, again, you don't have to do this right at this very moment, but I want to make sure I send it so I don't forget this. This is to expedite that, you know, the PIN verification part. And put here. How? There it is. Okay, so I'm sending this one now. Pretty much what Google does is they'll ask for like a picture of your tools or even a vehicle or business license if you have, things like that, right? It really does make it faster.
Okay.
Talking about that, though, is your guys' business licensed or insured?
So we are insured. I looked into a handyman license, and they don't offer one in Arizona at all. They only offer the general contractor's license. So eventually he's going to get a general contractor's license, but right now we have a partner that we partner up with on bigger jobs for the general contractors if their job's over like the 999.
Okay. No worries.
So he personally doesn't have general contractor's license yet, but
okay.
We are we are insured and we have a licensed contractor that we work with.
Okay. Got it. No worries. You guys are in good hands on that then. No, I'm not worried about
that. I did get a message from you. Let's see. It was like a text message. Google may require information, reply to the email we just sent, or fill out the form here. Okay, so you want me to click on that now?
No, you don't need to click on that one yet. No.
Okay.
Like I said, that's the stuff that you can do later tonight if you want to when you have the time. For now, I just want to set things up so that way you're set for success when you talk to our team tomorrow. And they go over the further detail of things. Okay. Yeah, exactly. And then for the phone number that you want the customers to reach out to, that's ending with the 5932, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then the phone number that you want us to reach out to is the one I'm calling right now, ending with the 3709?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Right.
Am I waiting for email still?
Hello, Ashley?
Yes.
Oh, there we are. Kind of lost you for a second there.
I was saying it went blank for a minute there. I was like,
right.
Oh, I'm not putting anything on.
Yeah.
Get speakerphone, see if that helps.
Okay.
I was writing notes while I had you on the speakerphone.
You're okay. All right. So this part is all for Google again. How would you like to be found on Google as far as your hours of operation? You want to put like Monday through Friday?
We're Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 for phone hours.
Okay, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 it is. Okay. And then if you ever need, you're going to get sick of me saying this, I'm going to apologize ahead of time, but anytime you guys need to adjust anything, make modifications, you guys are able to do that yourself through your dashboard, which is your tracking system part, but we also have our team that'll be there for you Monday through Friday. So never hesitate to give them a call because that's what they're there for, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then, so the cities that I have for right now, I'm going to try to put as many as I can, and they'll go over that with you tomorrow, but I have Sun City, Sun City West, Scottsdale, Glendale, Phoenix, obviously, and Peoria.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to put them all just in case. You never know. They might be really nice for you anyway. So. And...
I would love to show up on all of those, but I have a feeling I can't afford to show up on all of those.
I know. I'd rather just put it in. You never know. They might be like, oh, yeah, it might work. And I'm like, okay, cool. Now, far as your payment structure, how do you guys accept, how do I say it? Man, I can't
so we do the Square, we do Zelle, we do cash, we do check.
Okay.
All the above.
Venmo or PayPal and all that?
No, I don't like Venmo or PayPal.
Okay.
Their security is really missing.
You heard my voice change on that one, didn't you?
Those two I don't trust at all. I get daily messages that somebody's trying to hack my Venmo account, and they won't shut it down for me. So I'm not impressed with them. I definitely don't want to link my business account to it.
Yeah,
so we just do the Square, the Zelle, cash and check.
Okay, cool. Good beans. I actually use Zelle a lot. So that one I feel like is very credible.
I love that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that one I've had no issues with.
Right? And then they don't charge you extra for, you know, like bank to bank. I'm like, all right, I'm all for it, you know? Venmo
yeah,
has
the
that
Square
charges
us like almost $3 for every 100 they take. That's not too bad.
Yeah. It's just, well, I feel like when you know that pricing, though, you can always say, oh, hey, listen, the pricing is this much with using card. You know what I mean? Give them the option.
Right.
Like that. So, yeah, works out that way. Now, Ashley, on the account, did you need anybody else to be authorized on this account?
My husband.
Okay, and what's his first name?
Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N. He won't ever do anything with it, but just in case I'm in the hospital or something and he needs to have authorization.
Okay. All right. Well,
you know,
never
know.
Yeah,
life
yeah,
happens.
Yeah. All right. And then also, let's go over all the services you guys want to be found for. I'm just looking at the website. Did you want me to pull off those keywords for the services you want to be found for?
Like handyman and welding are our big, minor plumbing, minor electrical, gate repairs, garbage disposals, drywall patches, switches, outlets, sinks, toilets. Ceiling fans has been a really big one. I was surprised how big ceiling fans are, ceiling fan repairs
yeah,
and
really.
Replacements. It's huge. So we have had so many ceiling fan calls. TV mounting. We've had a lot of TV mount calls.
Okay.
And definitely if we can, you know, put jack of all trades or keywords like help around the house,
I want to suggest on that one, help around the house could be iffy of what kind of help they're
true,
looking
true.
For on that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
True, true. Maintenance,
yeah,
repairs.
There you go. Drywall patches?
Yes.
Okay. Just because, I mean, they're going to go over this stuff with you tomorrow, but I want to put as much as possible now. That way I send it to them now, and
yeah.
Then tomorrow when they do talk to you, they're not starting from scratch. Like, they know exactly what they're looking for.
We've also gotten a ton of furniture assembly calls, and that one was surprising to me.
Okay, I'll put that for sure.
Yeah. It's very surprising how many things come in a little box with a million pieces. and we've helped a lot of people with those so far. We're actually doing another one tomorrow.
Really? Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you never know. When
there's
a demand.
I never knew that would be. Yeah, I never knew that's what it would be. If somebody actually in our area needs to start a business just assembling furniture, and they would thrive. To be honest,
yeah.
We've gotten a lot of calls for that.
Holy mackerel, that's incredible. All right. I'm going to put, make sure I have repairs and installs, using that word as well. I see on here, like, towel rack installs and caulking as well. Do you want to keep that?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Faucet.
Oh, that's going, yeah.
I mean, he does everything. We've even done a little bit of landscaping, but I don't really want to advertise the landscaping part.
Okay. Yeah, I'll leave that on the side for now. Just remember, if you guys want to add or take things off, you could do that yourselves as well, or you can have our team, you know, help you out with that. And they might even have a better expertise of familiarity with those algorithms to see what can help the most and whatnot from there,
okay.
Too. Yeah. All right. The next part, I'm going to send this over right now. Looks like we're all set to good to go. Okay, next two parts. I'm not taking a no for an answer on this one, okay, Ashley? This is for protecting you. Everything's going to be recorded. I'm going to put the pricing in there so that way you're grandfathered in for the life of you being with us at $249 month to month. Again, like I said, if
okay.
You decide to part ways in the future, knock on wood, I mean, we're going to earn your business for a long time, but if you do decide to part ways, there's no cancellation fees, and I even tell you how to do that under the recording, okay? In the beginning, though, I'm going to ask you a few questions just to verify you, answer as clearly as possible. And if you have questions, concerns, stop me in my tracks. I'll be happy to answer for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Phoenix Pro Handyman and Welding, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Ashley Hayes. I am a 50-50 owner with my husband.
Beautiful. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second on that one. Actually, unfortunately, there are horrible people out there. So I want to make sure after this recording, we'll set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you know it's us calling because we'll ask that security question, and we'll know it's you because you know the answer to it. As long as you and your husband never forget this answer, though, okay?
Perfect.
All right, perfect. All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on August 3rd in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the third of every month of the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. I will give that phone number. It's at 877 number for you, okay, Ashley? And to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. Before we do the security question stuff, I want to make sure I give you this phone number, actually. So that way
you
can contact anybody here. Let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
All right. It's 877-635-6225.
Okay.
All right. And it's voice activated. So if you had troubles with, like, Facebook ads, just say Facebook or billing or customer service, you know, things like that. There's always somebody to be available for you. They're open Monday through Friday, though. Okay. Next part, security question. So we have three choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in is Phoenix.
Okay. Oh, and are you sure you don't want to make it a little more difficult, though?
What was the first option?
Let's see. Mother's maiden name.
I don't know if my husband will remember her maiden name.
Okay. I just wanted to blur it out there. You never know. So.
Let's see. What was the other question options?
First pet's name.
Portia. Let's do that one.
Portia? Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, how do you spell it, though?
P-O-R-S-C-H-A.
All right. My father's favorite car. Straight up, that thing scared me. Oh, my gosh. He bought it just for kicks and gigs, and let me tell you. He got so many tickets. All right.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yep. All right, so that will never change, okay? So if anyone tries to call in and saying they're trying to change it, blah, 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 hang up the phone. Okay, that's not us.
Okay.
All right. And Ashley, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial with that?
I believe just first and last. Let me grab it out real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, just first and last.
Okay, perfect. I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, right, the 3645?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using today?
MasterCard.
All right. I have a question for you on this one. Is it three circles or is it just two circles? Because I've been having a debate on this.
Mine's only two.
Okay, see, that's what I'm thinking. A lot of friends, coworkers are like, no, it's three circles. And I'm like, I don't see a third circle.
Yeah, I only see two. And then there's like the part in the middle that overlaps, but it's not a circle.
Okay, thank
you. Like a half a circle.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count. I'm sorry. Okay, sorry.
No.
I had to ask. All right, so actually, just for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers back to you, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, 5156 7691 8714 6635.
All right, perfect. And the expiration date on that?
3/27.
Okay. And then last but not least, the security code.
103.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process any payment, I'm going to refresh the account like three times. Now, you know I'm not lying. We got you at a 50% discounted rate. I want to make sure it stays that way, okay? So give me one second here. Refresh again. And again. Okay, we're looking good. So that way it just stays like that. I don't want no mishaps or anything like that. So I want to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure that you get your invoice through text and through email, and I can show you how to maneuver to find everything there, okay? So let me know as soon as you can receive either or. I mean, they're both going to be the same way, but whichever.
And then when somebody types in our name and we pop up on the search engine, it'll take them to our website where they could message us to call them, or access our number and call us. Or am I going to be getting like messages from your company that a customer wants us to call them?
No. Yeah, so no third party. We won't contact you for that. You'll be able to track everything. Let's say, for example, if I was a customer and I say, hey, nearest welder nearby, boom, your business will pop up, whether it's on my phone, computer, doesn't matter. And then I see your business profile, right? I see your website link. I see a phone number to contact you. I see your hours of operations, even pictures, however you guys want to maneuver to make it happen. Yeah. That way it's directly to you. We don't want to touch any of your customers.
Okay.
And I should have come through just about now. Let me know if you got anything there, though.
I don't see a text yet. Let's see. No, not yet.
Oh, and on that email that I sent for the our technician call tomorrow, I'm going to change the phone number to your phone number there. That's what I want to do. The ending with the 370.
Yeah, I just want to try and leave the business phone open, especially because between 9 and 10 in the morning seems to be typically the busiest hour of the day for a phone call.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then definitely. Yeah, I'm glad I remembered that there. All right, I just changed it for them to call that number. Okay. And then make sure this one's here. Okay, it just sent. I see it on my side here, so let me know if you got that. It'll say initial invoice.
Okay. Not yet. All right, just got a text. Oh, not from you. Michael, I'm on the phone. My son is texting me from 10 feet away. Oh, my gosh.
I have my firstborn, and she's 7 months now. And, oh, my gosh, she's adorable, but one is good enough for me. And when she gets older now.
They're a lot of fun. A lot of fun. You got to wait, Mike.
Wait, nothing yet?
Nope, I got a Twitter notification.
Okay, if it doesn't pop up, actually, you know what, for your email, no, you already got my regular email, so it shouldn't have gone to spam or anything like that.
I didn't get an email or a text.
Neither? Okay, I'm going to personally send you your invoice right now. Let's see here. Okay, I'm sending it to you right now. No, that's a text here. Make sure that's there.
All right, I got the text just now.
Okay, awesome.
Copy of your invoice. Okay.
Boom. Yes, that's for me. Okay. So go ahead and click on that. It's just a click here to sign your subscription term, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Once you're in there, there's going to be the other packages that are available for your upgrade later down the road. Okay. You don't need to do that now or anything, obviously. But you just want to put it out there. And then also, like I said, we're going to put
$100. I'm sorry. What was the last thing you said?
Oh, you don't have to do any of that today for upgrading or anything like that. But that is options for you down the road. Yes. Yes. That's just all in there. But as you notice, take your time, read through it. I'm going to be on the phone with you. I like to keep to my promises here. So you'll see the local map section, and I put $100 towards your ad spend on your Facebook for social media. So it's out of your $249, not additional for you. Okay. At the bottom, take your time though, but once you hit to the bottom there, you're just going to hit a checkbox, click that before you sign your name. It catches everybody, and then let me know when you're there. Okay.
Okay. Let's see. A checkbox. There it is. Okay.
You got it. Right? It catches everybody. So, but yes. And then after that, Ashley, let me know where it takes you.
Now I'm able to do the signature. Do I hit confirm signature?
You got it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then it says /, username, and password. Don't tease the dogs, Mike.
Awesome. Then that's it. So tomorrow, when our technicians give you a call from the 877 number, they want to produce that with you. So that way they can show – because this thing is going to be your next best friend, I promise you. You're going to see the traffic going in and out. You see the keywords that are working, what's not working, calls, where they're calling from, the statistics, everything. So they want to make sure you're able to maneuver through it nice and easily. keep track of it all. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Ashley, congratulations. Welcome to the family here.
Thank you. I'm pretty excited about this. This is exactly the part that we've been missing so far.
I've been
blowing through everything else, getting it set up, and this one I was like, I don't really know how to do this yet, and I'm just going to wait.
Well, all right. Well, I'm glad, you know, timing is everything. It really is. So.
Yeah.
And then once you have all this up and running, you're doing really well, reach out back to us, you know, if you guys wanted to go ahead and spread your wings out to the 100-mile radius there. I would be the person to talk to you to, as far as your packaging, though. That way I can give you guys that 50% off as well, too. Other than that,
yeah, I want to see how the 50 miles does, what we get out of that, and then see if we can afford to double it at that point. Because we want to get to where we can hire technicians, but right now it's just my husband, so I'm also a little bit worried about getting more than we can handle right off the bat. Because, like, right now I don't have a single appointment available until next Tuesday afternoon. Like, we're booked.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad this doesn't happen like a flip of a switch either, too. You know, we want to make sure Google gets verified and all that. And once you'll start seeing it picking up gradually. And that's the beauty behind it, where it's not going like, boom, it's in your face. Like, uh-oh. Right.
Okay.
If it does do something like that, though, Ashley, don't hesitate. Again, don't hesitate to give our team a call. Say, hey, listen, I need to, like, narrow things down to specific areas or take out some keywords for now because we're getting overbooked. You know, so you can do that, too. All right.
It would be a good problem to have, and I understand that.
Yes.
I don't want to give us a bad name by not being able to accommodate what we get.
Oh, 100%. I totally agree. Yep. I respect that, actually. I take my hat to you. A lot of business owners, they don't look out for the customers that way. So you guys are going to do just fine.
Thank you. I think so. It's going good so far. Well, thank you. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow then.
All right. We'll do. You take care. Talk to you then.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.